October 18th through 24th. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 121 through 123. O God, where art thou? The best way to prepare to teach is to read the Scriptures, think about the people you teach, and follow the Spirit. The activities in this outline can supplement the inspiration you receive. Invite sharing. Invite class members to choose one message from Doctrine and Covenants, sections 121 through 123, that they would want to share with someone who is suffering. Let them explain their choice. Teach the doctrine. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 1 through 33, and section 122. If we endure our trials well, God will exalt us on high. You may have class members who, because of difficult trials, have feelings similar to what Joseph Smith expressed in Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 1 through 6. After reading these verses together, you could invite class members to identify and share messages in verses 7 through 33 that give them hope and comfort during their trials. What does it mean to endure well? See verse 8. How does the Savior help us endure well? How can we help each other endure well? To help class members consider how trials can give us experience and be for our good, see Doctrine and Covenants, section 122, verse 7. You could give them a piece of paper and ask them to write down a trial they have experienced. On the other side of the paper, class members could write the words experience and good. As you discuss together Doctrine and Covenants, section 122, encourage class members to write any thoughts they have about the other side of their trials, the experience or good they gained. Some class members may be comfortable sharing how their trial ended up being for their good. Or they could read Elder Koichi Aoyagi's experience in Hold On Thy Way from the Ensign or Liahona, November 2015. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 34 through 46. We must be righteous to access the powers of heaven. It could be interesting to contrast how power or influence is maintained in the world with how the Lord taught that power or influence should be maintained. See section 121. To assist in this discussion, you could make a two-column table on the board labeled Worldly Power and Powers of Heaven. Class members could fill in the table with words and phrases from Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 34 through 46. How might these verses change how we see our responsibilities in our families, as ministering brothers and sisters, or in other situations where we hope to influence others for good? One way to discuss the counsel and wonderful blessings in Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 45 through 46, is to divide the class into groups and ask each group to study and discuss a phrase from these verses, such as, "Let virtue garnish thy thoughts unceasingly," or "as the dews from heaven." They could look up definitions of words, read related scriptures in the footnotes, and discuss what the phrases mean to them. Some groups may want to draw pictures to illustrate their phrase. Invite each group to share with the class what they learned. Doctrine and Covenants, section 122, verses 8 and 9. Jesus Christ has descended below all things and strengthens us in our trials. Understanding that Jesus Christ hath descended below all things can give class members the confidence to turn to Him. These additional scriptures can help explain what this phrase means. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 through 4, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 17 through 18, 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 16 through 33, Alma chapter 7, verses 11 through 13. Class members could read these verses along with Doctrine and Covenants, section 122, verse 8, looking for something that builds their faith that Jesus Christ can help them in their trials. They might also find inspiration in hymns about the Savior, such as Where Can I Turn for Peace, hymns number 129. The statement, in additional resources, gives further insight about how the Savior descended below all things. You might think of a way you could demonstrate how being beneath a heavy object makes us perfectly positioned to lift it. How has knowing that the Savior descended below all things helped us in our trials? A additional resources. Christ descended below all things. President Dallin H. Oaks taught, quote, "There are millions of God-fearing people who pray to God to be lifted out of their afflictions. Our Savior has revealed that He descended below all things. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 6. As Elder Neil A. Maxwell taught, having descended below all things, He comprehends perfectly and personally the full range of human suffering. We might even say that having descended beneath it all, He is perfectly positioned to lift us and give us the strength we need to endure our afflictions." End quote. From Strengthened by the Atonement of Jesus Christ, Ensign Orlea Hona, November 2015. Improving Our Teaching. Your call is inspired. As a teacher, you have been called by the Lord to bless His children. He wants you to succeed. So as you live worthy of His help, He will give you the revelation you need. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 5.